whistle from this. How much longer will the referee allow? Dublin lead by a point. And there's the whistle. It's over. It's over.
We earned it by winning the last two matches on the road, and that's not going to be taken away from us.
But what I love in hurling, I love players that will never give in.
He hits it. He hits it. Wow. It's over the bar.
Hello and welcome to My Icons, a special edition of the RTGA podcast. I'm Owen Ryan and I'm delighted to be joined today by Clare hurler and footballer Pádraig Collins to talk about his GAA heroes. Thanks for being with us, Pádraig.
Thanks for having me on, Owen.
So, can you tell me, who was your inspiration growing up?
I suppose more the sports people from Clare that I really kind of idolised, because I was going to all the games constantly, hurling and football, league games, championship games, you name it. But I suppose two players that I admired watching when I did get to see them, the very little bit I did get to see them, was Peter Canavan and DJ Carey. Peter Canavan football, DJ Carey hurling, probably similar in the sense that both probably small in stature, both very skillful, both real team leaders. So they were two people that I always kind of admired growing up.
You mentioned the small in stature there. So is that something, did you relate to as a smaller, quicker player?
Yeah, especially when you're younger, I suppose, and when you're playing, like when you're smaller, and you kind of do have a certain affection for the players that are kind of in the similar boat as you, playing at a much higher level. But definitely, I suppose that was some part of it. The midfielders never really appealed to me as inspirations.
Do you remember the first time when you would have seen Peter or remembered something he did in a match?
A few things stand out really. I remember particularly the time Owen Mulligan handed him the free, that pressure kick to put over the bar, and there, his goal against Kerry with the left foot off the shoulder. Again, Owen Mulligan set it up. There are kind of two clips that stick on my head. There's another one where the jersey got ripped off him. I think it was against our man Crow Park. I think it was a semi-final maybe, where he was standing up to lads. He was getting a bit pushed around a bit. He wasn't having it, but in particular that free, that pressure kick that off the top of the head, now I can't remember the circumstance, but I remember that him and Owen Mulligan, I think, was kicking the freeze that day, and he had just come on. He was a sub. I don't know the injuries or age, but he played a certain amount of game, was taken off, and he came back on, and they were kind of debating who'd kick it, and Peter Canavan, like, I suppose, was the he took it on his shoulders, the pressure, and put it over the bar, and it was always something that I kind of admired about him.
Were you Peter Canavan then when you were taking frees outside after that?
I never really hit many frees. Not a great free taker, so it's not something I really really did anyway, but it was something that I admired by him.
And then in hurling, it was DJ.
DJ, I wouldn't have as many stories about DJ. I remember like the point he got against Clare, right, in 2000, and I think it was 2002. The one he threw back, or I think, yeah, it was 2002 against Clare when he put the ball back in early low. I was only 10 at that point, but I remember Ollie Baker, who like was an absolute warrior for Clare. He was chasing DJ, and DJ threw up the ball to hit it, and Ollie Baker went for the hook, and he was nearly exhausted, and DJ just stuck it back in the hurley and continued and planted his feet then off the hurley, put it straight between the post. He was just a player that I was nearly in awe of. Like himself and James O'Connor were probably two that James from Clare, but that I admired at that stage, and both just very skillful. DJ in particular, like for the size of him, he could win high ball, he's catch high ball, like he was just he was a joy to watch, really, for the brief period of my life that I got to watch him.
And he could finish as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Clinical. Absolute clinical. But, I'd say it doesn't have my accidents, but, yeah.
Would you have been more into football or hurling then as a kid?
Growing up, I love both, probably similarly. There was none really I preferred over the other. It was always kind of, if I was going onto the field, it'd be a hurley and a football kind of come with me most days, and something I enjoy doing both of them. And I never really had a preference. Probably a lot of soccer. Probably it was easier to play in groups of lads as opposed to hurling and football kind of. But I definitely, hurling and football is very similar with me growing up.
And would there have been anything that Peter or DJ did that you noticed and thought, I'm going to try this trick now next time I'm in a match?
Not anything I can think of really. Like I was, I suppose, like, DJ, for a guy that wasn't massive in stature, he was great at winning the ball in the air, at catching the ball. But that was something I was never really good at. And probably never, like, I usually try to take it down with the hurley. Like, so, yeah, no, he could do that too. But outside of that, no, nothing springs to mind really that I try to emulate from either of them, like, apart from, like, just, I suppose, being as good as he could be, really.
Did you ever get to meet any of them after either of them?
Yeah, I met both briefly. Never really got a proper conversation with them. But yeah, it's like in Ireland, the GAA is a really small community, I find. And the more you're around it, the more you kind of notice it. So you kind of bump into people at different games and different matches and colleges games and stuff like that. And it's always nice to see them. But no, I haven't had a sit down or chat with them properly.
You mentioned James E. O'Connor as well as a more local hero. Would you have been a bit too young to remember 95, 97?
I would have been too young. Like, I was 3 95, 5 97, but just I've watched like tapes of the games and stuff like that. Probably I'd say half the country has watched it now during the lockdown because they were on a couple of times. But yeah, just, I know 95 in particular, I know maybe James, it wasn't his best game. But he really, over the course of his career, he was unbelievably consistent and just an excellent player for Clare. And just at a time where probably, like, players were probably, like, you know, nearly the harder you were, the bigger you were, the better you'd nearly get on the hurling field. He was well able to equip himself or handle himself on the field. So he was someone I admired in Clare in the hurling scene.
Would there have been other sports then, anyone from any other sports that would have been a hero of yours?
I suppose, like, I grew up enjoying soccer, American football, basketball. They were kind of the sports I was into, like tennis. I generally like all tennis, really. I like golf, but I'm not as into it as I would be those four. Probably like Roger Federer, I used to admire watching him. He's just skill level for someone that wasn't probably as athletic as the other players was something that always stood out to me. He was probably one of my idols, probably growing up as well. And then Messi in soccer, I just, fascinated with his kind of development. And the way the ball is just glued to his foot is something that I always admired growing up and still do to this day.
You won an All-Ireland with the Clare Hurlers. You were 21 in 2013?
Yeah. A lifetime ago now.
So how was that strange in the sense that, you know, suddenly you had kids looking at you the way you would have looked at Peter and DJ?
I suppose it was it was a really enjoyable time. I suppose it just kind of goes by in the blink of an eye, really. I wouldn't really dwell on it. I wouldn't be comparing myself to either of those players at all. They were just, I suppose it was an enjoyable time, and having like kids in Clare like coming up to you and stuff like that, it was enjoyable. But now a lifetime ago at this stage.
That's the sportsman. The mindset is just to move on.
Yeah, very quickly. And when you're 15, 60, you can look back on it.
You're not finished yet. There might be a couple more trophies yet.
I hope, but it's been fairly grim times now the last few years. There's been between now the club and getting to finals and losing finals and not having the success we'd like in Clare and hurling or football. It's something, yeah, listen, you always as a sports person, you'd love to have success, and hopefully I do before I retire.
And the eternal question, will we see you playing football or hurling for Clare this year?
I'd say I'm in with the football panel this year, so hopefully it goes well. Now we're training away by ourselves hard, so like I say, every team in the country, they're running the gym programs, the bit of stretching, the skills, and the shooting and stuff like that. But it's difficult doing it by yourself. But I suppose just everyone has to adapt to the current climate and try and make the most of it, because hopefully we'll be back in the fields shortly.
Would you be Division 2?
Yeah,
in the series? Yeah. Two. If you got relegated, you could be in the Tailteann Cup, is that it?
Yeah.
So how would you feel about that? Would you rather not play in it, or would you rather have a chance to win a trophy?
Yeah, no, I'd rather have a chance to win a trophy. Like at the moment, like even like Tipperary winning Munster last year, like is obviously like you'd be you'd kind of put yourself on a similar level to them, even though they've had more underage success than we'd have had in Clare in football. And they've got some unbelievable talent on their team and off their bench. But like, you'd look at teams like them and look at Cavan, and I suppose with their teams that we're competing against consistently, and like their success last year, let's say Cavan winning the Ulster, Tipperary winning Munster, going on to an Ireland semi-final is something you'd obviously like. But if you're good enough, you'll get to that point. And if you're as good as Tipperary were this year, and if you're as good as Cavan were this year, you'll get to that point. So yeah, competing for the Tadstone Cup, I think is something that's beneficial for the GAA, because like at the moment, it's just there's four or five teams kind of competing for an All-Ireland, and everyone else is, as soon as the provincials are over, forget about it anyway. And even in some cases, like, forget about it from the start. So I think it's excellent to have competition to the end of the year. And I think you'll have, it's obviously not as prestigious as the All-Ireland at Sam Maguire, but it is something.
And obviously then looking at Tip, you've beaten them, you've had a good rivalry with them in the last couple of years, and you've beaten them a few times. So you're thinking, if they can win Munster, why can't we?
Yeah, well, they would kind of. They obviously put in a lot of hard work last year. They played exceptionally well. We played them down in Thurles. They beat us. They went to Limerick, beat Limerick, and beat Cork in the Munster final. So fully deserved for their win. And the talent they have, like, it's not really a surprise to anyone that's been watching them. Their underage success and that senior team kind of knocking the door. While I'd say the lockdown probably helped them, because they have a few players that like to go traveling and stuff like that, so trying to keep everyone at home probably benefited that side. But them and Cavan were probably two teams that we'd compete against on our day, and they had great years last year.
Do you have any lads over in Australia you can bring back for the summer now?
No, not off the top of the head, no. I haven't really thought about it. No, I think they're all home. There was a few lads that were away before lockdown that we got back, so thankfully. So two lads retired, all right, two excellent players, Gary and Gordon Kelly. So they're obviously big losses to us. But there's loads of young talent coming through as well.
Possession crucial from this. How much longer will the referee allow? Dublin lead by a point, and there's the whistle. It's over!
We earned it by winning the last two matches on the road, and that's not going to be taken away from us.
What I love in hurling, I love players that never give in.
He hits it! It's over the bar!